新约圣经提摩太前书第三章。
Let's turn to the New Testament letter, First Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书第三章。
First Timothy chapter 3.
第一节，人若想要得监督的职分，就是羡慕善工，这话是可信的。
It is a trustworthy statement. If any man aspires to the office of overseer, it is a fine work he desires to do.
做监督的必须无可指责，只做一个妇人的丈夫，有节制，自守，端正，乐意接待远人，善于教导。
An overseer then must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, temperate, prudent, respectable, hospitable, able to teach.
不因酒滋事，不打人，只要温和，不争竞，不贪财。
Not addicted to wine or pugnacious, but gentle, peaceable, free from the love of money.
好好管理自己的家，使儿女凡事端庄顺服。
He must be one who manages his own household well, keeping his children under control with all dignity.
人若不知道管理自己的家，焉能照管神的教会呢？
But if a man does not know how to manage his own household, how will he take care of the church of God?
出入教的不可做监督，恐怕他自高自大，就落在魔鬼所受的刑罚里。
And not a new convert, so that he will not become conceited and fall into the condemnation incurred by the devil.
监督也必须在教外有好名声，恐怕被人毁谤，落在魔鬼的网罗里。
And he must have a good reputation with those outside the church, so that he will not fall into reproach and the snare of the devil.
做执事的也是如此，必须端庄，不一口两舌，不好喝酒，不贪不义之财。
Deacons likewise must be men of dignity, not double-tongued or addicted to much wine or fond of sordid gain.
要存清洁的良心，固守真道的奥秘。
But holding to the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience.
这等人也要先受试验，若没有可责之处，然后叫他们做执事。
These men must also first be tested, then let them serve as deacons if they are beyond reproach.
女执事也是如此，必须端庄，不说谗言，有节制，凡事忠心。
Women must likewise be dignified, not malicious gossips, but temperate, faithful in all things.
执事只要做一个妇人的丈夫，好好管理儿女和自己的家。
Deacons must be husbands of only one wife and good managers of their children and their own households.
因为善做执事的，自己就得到美好的地步，并且在基督耶稣里的真道上大有胆量。
For those who have served well as deacons obtain for themselves a high standing and great confidence in the faith that is in Christ Jesus.
我指望快到你那里去，所以先将这些事写给你。
I am writing these things to you, hoping to come to you before long.
倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
But in case I am delayed, I write so that you will know how one ought to conduct himself in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and support of the truth.
大哉敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
By common confession, great is the mystery of godliness. He who was revealed in the flesh was vindicated in the spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory.
我们圣经就先读到这里。
We will end our scripture reading for now.
我们一起祷告。
Shall we pray?
祝我们心里何等的欢喜快乐。
Lord, our hearts are full of rejoicing.
因为我们可以和众圣徒一同的来亲近你。
Because together with all the saints, we can draw near to you.
我们一同在你的家中来敬拜，来服侍你。
And in your household, we can worship and serve you.
这是何等大的怜悯，这是何等大的恩典。
This is such mercy and such great grace.
我们感谢你常与你的教会同在。
We thank you because you are so often together with your church.
让我们在你面前常常有满足的喜乐。
And before you, we are filled with such abundant joy.
感谢你这样常常来供应我们，扶持我们。
And thank you because you supply us and you support us.
无论这个世代有多少的改变。
No matter how many changes are in this age.
我们感谢你，你永远都不改变。
We thank you because you never change.
你今天仍然乐意向我们施恩典。
And today you are still willing to show us grace.
我们感谢你早晨当我们再一次来读你自己话语的时候。
And so this morning as we are coming to read your word.
求主安静我们的心。
Please quiet our hearts.
我们一同仰望你的怜悯。
We look to your mercy.
愿你自己向我们说话。
May you yourself speak to us.
你越过我们人所有的软弱。
And overcome all of our weaknesses.
你借着圣灵向我们来开启。
And through the Holy Spirit reveal to us.
我们一同谦卑的都等候在你的面前。
And humbly we all wait before you.
我们感谢你的怜悯。
Thank you for your mercy.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.提摩太前书是一卷非常宝贵的书信。
The letter to 1 Timothy is a very precious letter.
这里面告诉我们一个在主里面渴慕的人。
Here it tells us of one who desires the Lord.
他盼望在主手中成为主手中合用的器皿。
And he desires to be a useful vessel in God's hand.
他需要有哪些的学习呢?
What are the types of training that he needs?
弟兄姊妹,这件事对于我们的主来讲是何等的紧要。
This is a very important matter to the Lord.
因为神今天要在他的教会里面得着贵重的器皿。
Because God today wants to gain honorable vessels.
他盼望得着合用的器皿。
He wants to gain the appropriate vessels.
如果神要在他教会中有路可走的话，
If the Lord is to have a way in
his church, 他必须得着这样的器皿。
He must obtain these vessels.
弟兄姊妹，主必须得着他自己合用的器皿。
The Lord, brothers and sisters, must obtain useful vessels to him.
我们感谢主，今天我们蒙恩得救了。
And so we thank the Lord we are saved by grace today.
今天主的恩典已经赐给了我们每一个人。
And we have all received of his grace.
感谢主，让我们今天可以靠着他的恩典再一次来到他的面前。
And we thank the Lord that according to His grace, we can come before Him today.
能够让他自己的工作可以做在我们的身上。
And that He can do His work upon us.
让我们都预备好了。
So that we may all be prepared.
我们都成为主见证的器皿。
That we may all be vessels of His testimony.
在这样一个世代的里面。
And that in this generation,
我们能够一同的当抬主自己的见证。
That together we can uphold the Lord's testimony.
让主在我们中间继续的可以显明他的同在。
That the Lord may continue to reveal His presence among us.
对于这提摩太前书是非常非常紧要的。
And so 1 Timothy is very important.
那么在这里面，当我们读了第三章的时候，好像跟我们许多人的感觉好像 有点远，有点距离。
And so when we read chapter 3 of 1 Timothy, it seems as if the words here are distant from us or separated.
因为这里面说，若有人想要得监督的职分。
Because here it says if any man aspires to the office of overseer.
我不知道在座的弟兄姊妹有多少人要盼望得着监督的职分。
I don't know how many among us sitting here aspire to be in the office of an overseer.
有人说我刚刚得救，我怎么会盼望羡慕得监督的职分呢？
Some say I was just saved. How can I aspire to the office of overseer?
就算我得救很多年日，那我这样的盼望，那是不是里面有点骄傲的感觉呢？
And even if I have been saved for many years, if I aspire in such a way, is it showing pride?
但是这里面说得非常清楚。
But here it says very clearly.
若有人想要得监督的职分，就是羡慕善工。
If any man aspires to the office of overseer, it is a fine work he desires to do.
弟兄姊妹，这是羡慕善工啊。
This is aspiring to do a fine work.
我想我们因着神的恩典，我们都羡慕善工。
According to God's grace, we all ought to aspire to do good work.
如果我们说我们羡慕善工，我想我们每一个人都觉得我们都羡慕。
If we are to say we aspire to do a good work, yes, all of us aspire to do so.
但是这里面他特别说到，若有人要得监督的职分。就是羡慕善工。
But here it says, if any man aspires to the office of overseer, it is a fine work.
这是什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of this?
弟兄姊妹，我们知道，在世上的人，如果他要羡慕善工，他羡慕监督的职分，不是善工。
Now we know that for people in this world, if they aspire to be in the office of an overseer, it is not a good work.
这世上的人羡慕监督的职分，所羡慕的乃是地位。
Because those non-believers who aspire to the office of an overseer, they are aspiring to a position.
他们所羡慕的乃是利益。
They are aspiring to sovereignty or power.
他们所羡慕的乃是管辖别人。
And they aspire to control over others.
但是主在教导门徒的时候告诉门徒。
But the Lord, when he was teaching the disciples, he said to them,
他告诉这些愿意跟随他的人。
He said to the people who are willing to follow him,
告诉这些愿意在他手中成为他手中器皿的这一班人。
He said to the group of people who are willing to be vessels in his hand,
在你们中间不是这样。
He said, it is not like this among you.
在世上羡慕监督的职分是那个样子。
In this world, those who aspire to be in the office of an overseer, they are like that.
只是在你们中间不是这样。
But among you, it is not so.
在你们中间，若有人羡慕监督的职分。
If among you, there is a man who aspires to the office of an overseer.
若是在你们中间有人羡慕伟大。
If there is anyone who aspires to be great.
他就做众人的仆人。
He is to be the servant of all.
在你们中间为首的。
For those of you who are among you who hold fast.
就是做服侍人的。
You are to hold fast to be a servant.
这里面说若有人，人若，这个人是谁呢？
Here it says, if any man, who is this man?
这些乃是蒙恩得救的神的儿女。
These men are those who have been saved by grace, the children of God.
这些乃是因着神的恩典的缘故，愿意跟随主的一般人。
These are people who, through following the Lord, are willing to follow the Lord through His grace.
这是一般愿意在神的手中成为主合用器皿的一般人。
This is a group of people who are willing to be useful vessels in God's hand.
在他们中间跟世上的这种的羡慕是不一样的。
Among them, what they aspire to is different from people of the world.
这不是我们这样说。
It's not that we are saying this.
这是主这样告诉我们。
The Lord tells us this.
主说在你们中间却不是这样。
The Lord tells us among you it is not so.
你在你们中间如果有人羡慕监督的职分，他乃是羡慕善工。
Because if any man aspires to be in the office of an overseer, he is aspiring to do a fine and good work.
因为他羡慕做众人的仆人。
Because he is aspiring to be a servant of all.
他羡慕能够来服侍众人。
He is aspiring to serve all.
弟兄姊妹，我想至少 这里面说到羡慕监督的职分，至少有这样一层的意思。
And so at least in this meaning, there is this meaning for those who are aspiring to be in the office of an overseer.
我相信这是主在最后晚餐的时候亲自教导我们的。
I believe this is what the Lord himself has taught us at the Last Supper.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
我们知道监督他总是有一种的责任。
Overseers, they have responsibility.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们的生命有一点点靠着主的恩典有一点长大，
Brothers and sisters, according to God's grace, if we have grown a little,
你发现在我们生命中定规有一个标志，
then there is a set standard in our life.
慢慢在我们的感觉里面，我们开始关心主的见证。
Gradually, we will come to care about the Lord's testimony.
我们觉得主的见证是我们的责任。
We will find that the Lord's testimony becomes our responsibility.
不是因为地位而有的。
It is not something due to power or position.
也不是人教导我们。
It is not something that is taught to us.
也不是别人这样来吩咐我们。
It's not that somebody has commanded you.
那是一个生命的标志。
It is a sign of life.
因着主的生命在我们的里面。
Because the Lord's life is within us.
当这个生命在那里长大的时候。
And once this life begins to grow and mature.
他总是在那里关心到主的见证。
This life will begin to care about the Lord's testimony.
他觉得主的见证跟他是有关系。
Because now the Lord's testimony has something to do with him.
当主的见证在那里微弱，在那里软弱的时候。
Now,
他里面是痛苦的。
Now, when the Lord's testimony is weak and is in a poor condition inside, you feel suffering.
当主的见证刚强明亮的时候，它里面是喜乐的。
And when the Lord's testimony is upheld, is bright and is lifted up, then there is rejoicing.
弟兄姊妹，一个盼望在主手中做主合用器皿的一个人。
Now, a person who desires to be a useful vessel in the Lord's hand.
他先在他里面。有一个责任感。
First, you must have a sense of responsibility.
这不是人教的。
This is not taught by man.
这不是地位所给我们的。
This is not something given to you through position.
这是从主的恩典、主的生命里面产生出来的。
This is birthed through God's grace and God's life.
弟兄姊妹，我想至少在这里说，羡慕监督的职分，至少有这两方面的意思。
So at least when you aspire to the office of overseer, you have these two meanings.
至少这里面给我们看见，我们羡慕做众人的仆人。
At least you first see that you desire, you aspire to being a servant of all.
至少我觉得这里说到一种的责任。
He, and it also speaks of a type of responsibility.
不是地位的责任。
Not a responsibility of position.
乃是因着关心神的见证里面而有的一种的感觉。
But a sense of responsibility over the Lord's testimony.
弟兄姊妹，这是主的生命在我们里面成长自然而然的一个结果。
This is a natural result and fruit of the Lord's life within us.
这里面我们看见，如果我们盼望在主手中成为一个合用的器皿。
And so here we see that if you desire to be a useful vessel in God's hand,
我们要羡慕，要羡慕监督的职分。
We must aspire to the office of overseer.
这就是羡慕善工。
And this is aspiring to a fine and good work.
你说你这样的解释到底合适不合适呢？
Now, is this explanation appropriate?
这是不是你自己在那里这个牵强附会的解释呢？
Now, is this explanation something that you are trying to force?
弟兄姊妹，当我们读圣经的时候，
But brothers and sisters, when we are reading the Bible,
你发现在圣经里确确实实给我们这许多的许多的例子。
We will find many examples in the Bible.
你看大卫和扫罗的分别就是这个。
We will see this large difference between David and Saul.
当扫罗他那里得了监督职分的时候，
When Saul received the position of an overseer,
当他那里做王的时候，
When he became king,
他所关心的就是地位。
What he cared about was his position.
他所关心的是利益。
What he concerned himself was strength.
他所关心的乃是管辖别人。
He cared about power and control over others.
但是大卫， 当他做王的时候
But David, when he became king,
大卫关心的是什么呢
What did David care about?
大卫关心的乃是神的约柜
David cared about the Ark of the Testimony of the Lord.
就别说在他做王的时候就是在他还在以法他的时候在他在那里还在放羊的时候他就在那里来打听约柜的事情。
The Old Testament tells us that while he was still a shepherd, when he was at Ephrathah, he was already inquiring after the ark.
弟兄姊妹你发现一个羡慕做监督职分的人。
Brothers and sisters, you will find a man who aspires to be an overseer.
他里面羡慕什么
What does he aspire to?
我们在大卫身上看见他所羡慕的乃是神的约柜。
We see that David aspired to finding the ark of the Lord.
他里面关心的乃是神的见证。
What he cared about was the Lord's testimony.
他跟扫罗完全不一样。
He is entirely different from Saul.
弟兄姊妹，这个为什么这么大分别呢？
Brothers and sisters, why is there such a great difference?
他们两个不都是做王吗？
Both of them, weren't they king?
为什么他们两个只有这么大的分别呢
Why is there such a large difference between them?
我们知道至少我想在圣经里面至少跟我们看见至少我们知道至少有一个方面是非常大的分别
And we see that there is at least from the Bible at least one large difference between them.
大卫是一个祷告的人
David was a man of prayer.
我们的诗篇里面读的诗篇里很多都是大卫的祷告。
We see when we read Psalms that so many of the Psalms are David's prayers.
看哪一个诗篇是扫罗写的
？Now which Psalm was written by Saul？
我可能我比较愚昧，我知识很少，但是我读了半天读不出一篇是扫罗写的。
Perhaps I'm just foolish and ignorant and I don't know, but I have not found one Psalm that Saul wrote.
你发现当圣灵在这启示的时候。在第二章就特别讲到祷告的学习。
And so we see that in through the revelation of the Spirit in chapter 2 we see the practice of prayer.
一个人他在那里学习祷告的时候
A person when he is learning how to pray.
可能刚开始他来祷告聚会是为了自己的需要。
Perhaps when he first begins to come to prayer meeting it is for his own needs.
可能是因着弟兄姊妹的需要。
Perhaps it's for the needs of brothers and sisters.
但是他后来慢慢他在祷告里面他摸着主的见证。
But gradually as he prays he will touch the Lord's testimony.
他以后再来的祷告聚会不是因着自己有许多要祷告的事情。
And later when he comes to prayer meeting it will not be for his own many requests.
也不是外面好像有很多的环境好像不得不让他来祷告。
And it's not because the environment forces him to come to pray.
乃是因着他是一个祷告的人。
No, but it is because he becomes a man of prayer. Because now there is a true learning in prayer. And in prayer, he touches the will of God.
因此我觉得圣灵在这里启示的时候，我觉得就连这个次序都是非常严格的。
Here we find that even the order that the Holy Spirit reveals to us is very careful.
弟兄姊妹，你发现当一个人真的学习。在那里祷告的时候
When a person learns to pray,
他里面难道不关心主的见证吗
How can he not care for the Lord's testimony?
他里面难道不因着主的见证心里面感到焦急吗
How can he not feel anxious for the Lord's testimony?
弟兄姊妹我们看见说这里面、啊、这个从圣经里面当我们去思想的时候我们觉得我们这样的一个角度我觉得是合适的
And so as we read the Bible I find that this perspective is appropriate
而且当我们读这一段圣经的时候
Especially when we read this passage
你发现这里面确确实实没有讲到管辖别人
Yes, here you find that it does not speak of controlling others
你这里读到哪一节说你如何管辖别人
Here, which verse says this is how you must control others?
这句是没有讲到地位的问题。
It does not speak of position or power.
你读哪一节讲的？你要抓住你的地位。
Here, what verse says you must grab a hold of your position?
有哪一节讲到你要贪爱钱财
？Which verse says here that you must be greedy over money?
正好相反，你不可贪爱钱财。
It's the complete opposite. You must not aspire to money, sordid gain.
所注重的绝不是管辖，绝不是地位，绝不是利益。
Here it does not speak of control, it does not speak of power or of love of money.
我们读的时候我们非常清楚，这里讲到的是在凡事上做众人的榜样。
Here it says very clearly, in all things be an example for everyone else.
若有人羡慕监督的职分，
If anyone aspires to the office of an overseer,
他所羡慕的不是地位、利益和管辖。
What he aspires to is not position, power, or control.
这里说羡慕的乃是做众人的榜样。
Here he aspires to be an example.
好像他在每一方面都必须有很认真的学习。
And so in every aspect he has good learning.
他有需要有清洁的良心。
He must have a clear conscience.
固守真道和奥秘。
And holds fast to the mystery of the faith.
这讲到在灵里的管制。
Here it speaks of the discipline in the spirit.
他在他的灵里面是受管制的。
And in his spirit, he is disciplined.
他是受约束的。
He is being held together.
他一面在消极，一面他有一个清洁的良心。
On one hand, there is a clear conscience.
一切污秽败坏肉体世界的事情到他这全都被挡住了。
All filth, all sin, everything, for the influence of the world, everything is not there.
一面是积极的固守真道的奥秘。
And positively, he is holding to the mystery of the faith.
什么是真道的奥秘呢？
What is the mystery of the faith?
真道的奥秘就是指的基督说的。
The mystery of the faith speaks of Christ.
你就发现像使徒保罗说的，他一生都不违背那从天上来的意象。
And so we see that Paul says that he has never forsaken the heavenly vision entrusted to him.
这个意象在他的生命中一生在那里抓住他，一生在那里控制他。
Because this vision was controlling him and grabbed a hold of him.
他一生受这个意象的约束。
He was constantly being disciplined by this vision.
这里面不仅他灵里面受约束。
Not only was he disciplined in his spirit,
他的情感要受约束。
But also his emotions were disciplined.
讲了两遍嘛，至少对不对？
It spoke of this at least twice.
只能做一个妇人的丈夫。
You must be the husband of one wife.
你的情感要受约束的。
Your husbands must be controlled.
你的情感要圣洁的。
Your emotions must be pure.
你的思想要受约束。
Your thoughts must be disciplined.
他说，做监督的啊，要节制，要自守，要端正。
And here it says that deacons or overseers must be above reproach, temperate, prudent.
什么是节制？
What does it mean to be temperate?
节制就是适度。
Temperate means to be in control.
就是这个 appropriate.
Appropriate.
就是非常合适。
It must be appropriate.
什么是自守呢？
What does it mean to be prudent?
是在这个原来叫做 sober mind， 就是一个清醒的一个非常的这个这个清楚的心思。
Temperate and prudent means originally it means to have a sober mind，
端正
，respectable，
在原来就是 orderly， 就是次序。
It must be orderly，
很有规矩的。
Everything has its order.
弟兄姊妹，这难道不是我们这个人思想情感意志的约束吗？
Isn't this the discipline of our emotions?
他的行为也要受约束。
And also discipline in our behavior.
他在教会里面受约束。
There is discipline in the church.
在家里面受约束。
There is discipline in the home.
在工作里面也受约束。
There is discipline at work.
他不是活在律法里的一个人。
This is not a person living in the law.
他不是在律法的约束底下。
This is not under the discipline of the law.
他乃是在见证的约束底下。
This is under the discipline of testimony.
因为他所羡慕的乃是主的见证。
Because what he aspires to is the Lord's testimony.
弟兄姊妹，你看看见在这里面一个羡慕监督职分的人。
Here, one who aspires to be an overseer.
我觉得跟我们刚才那个讲的角度，我觉得是一致的。
It is in accordance with the perspective we just spoke of.
真的不是地位，真的不是利益，也不是管辖。
It is not one of position, nor one of power, nor one of control.
乃是在凡事上都学习做众人的榜样。
But in all things to learn how to be an example among all, everyone else.
为什么？
Why?
为什么？因为这里实在是讲的不仅仅说不是地位，不是利益，不是管辖。
Because here we're not speaking of position of power or of control.
这些根本都不是讲这些。
We're not talking about those things.
而且你发现他讲的也不是才干，也不是恩赐，也不是能力。
And we're also not speaking of power, of skill, or of gifts.
弟兄姊妹，你发现非常的稀奇。
You find it's very interesting.
你读一读这里面所讲的所有的条件。
If you read of all the qualifications here,
好像根本没有讲到恩赐的问题。
It's as if it does not speak anything of gifts.
你说这不对，你这讲话不准确。
You may say no, that's inaccurate.
善于教导。
Because you must know how to be able to teach.
弟兄姊妹，你知道真正善于教导的是什么人吗？
Do you know who are those who are really able to teach?
真正善于教导的是重身教过于言教。
We know that those who are able to teach are those who are able to lead by example.
不善于教导的整天是用言语教导别人。
Those who cannot lead by example are those who are teaching through their speech.
真正善于教导的是用身教来教导别人。
Those who are truly able to teach are those who are able to have power over their own example.
弟兄姊妹，我找了半天，只找出这么一个恩赐来。
After searching, I've only found this one gift.
就是这一个恩赐，实际上还是要做众人的榜样。
But still, in this one gift, you still need to be an example to others.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这里面所注重的是这个人。
So here, the importance is placed on the person.
讲到这个人的见证。
It speaks of the personal testimony.
弟兄姊妹，这是仇敌最惧怕的。
This is what the enemy detests the most.
弟兄姊妹，今天仇敌要毁坏主的见证。
The enemy today wants to destroy the Lord's testimony.
他怕什么呢？
What is he afraid of?
你以为他怕地位？
You think he's afraid of position?
你以为他怕你的能力吗？
You think he's afraid of your power?
你以为他怕你的恩赐吗？
Or you think he's afraid of your gifts?
弟兄姊妹，仇敌最怕的就是主的见证。
What the enemy is most afraid of is the Lord's testimony.
弟兄姊妹，这里边给我们看见说仇敌有诡计的。
And so here you see that there are wiles of the enemy.
不要落在魔鬼的网络里啊。
Do not fall into the reproach or snare of the devil.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道，对于一个有信念要侍奉
For those who have a desire and serve the Lord,
仇敌要用许多的诡计把这个见证毁掉的。
The devil will give you many snares to destroy the testimony.
我们知道仇敌至少他有三个诡计。
We know that the devil has at least three snares.
这是他最厉害的武器。
These are his most severe weapons.
头一个就是在婚姻上。
The first is within our marriages.
弟兄姊妹，在婚姻上的失败。
In the failure of marriages,
带给主的见证是无法挽回。
It brings such it breaks down the testimony of marriages of the Lord's testimony that it cannot be recovered.
我不是说那个罪不能赦免。
I'm not saying that the sin cannot be forgiven.
我说那个见证。
I'm talking about the testimony.
那个见证，仇敌。借着婚姻上生儿女的失败所带给的那一个毁坏，弟兄姊妹是没有办法挽回的。
The destruction of the testimony in marriages cannot be recovered.
非常严肃的一件事。
This is a very serious matter.
不仅如此。
Not only so.
金钱上的失败。
The failure in our finances.
权力上的失败。
The failure in our positions or power.
这是仇敌今天要毁坏一个服侍主的人所用的三个最厉害的武器。
These are three most severe weapons and snares of the enemy.
这里面圣灵都启示出来。
Here the Holy Spirit has revealed it.
弟兄姊妹，你好好读一读。
Brothers and sisters, read it carefully.
这里面主一直在提醒我们。
The Lord is constantly reminding us.
这里面所讲的乃是主的见证。
Here, the Lord is speaking of His testimony.
真的不是地位，真的不是能力，也不是组织的这个本领，都不是。
It's truly not a matter of position, of sovereignty, of control, or power.
这里面讲的乃是我们这个人。
Here is speaking of the person.
乃是我们这个人的见证。
It speaks of our personal testimony.
弟兄姊妹，这是仇敌最惧怕的。
This is what the enemy is most afraid of.
这也是让主能够在教会里面有路可走的唯一的道路。
This is the only way that the Lord can have a way in us.
如果主在他的会中得不着这样的器皿。
If the Lord cannot gain such a vessel.
如果他得不着他见证人
If he cannot gain a man of testimony,
他就没有见证可
Then he will not have his own testimony.
弟兄姊妹，主的见证是跟着见证人的。
The Lord's testimony is in accordance with the person of testimony.
所以当我们在这里读的时候，我们觉得说，这里面所讲的这么多方面的学习，我们怎么学啊？
And so when we read this passage and we find all these things that we need to learn, how are we to learn it?
干脆我也不羡慕了。
Then I just rather not aspire anymore.
我就羡慕在这个神的殿门口这个看门就可以了。
I rather aspire to be the door for the gatekeeper of the Lord's house.
反正已经胜过住在恶人的帐篷里了。
At least I'm no longer standing in the tents of the evil ones.
总不要住在恶人的帐篷里了。
I'm no longer standing in the tents of the midst of the evil ones, evildoers.
但是我们知道，如果我们是一个蒙恩得救的人。
However, we do know that if you are saved by grace,
如果我们顺服里面生命的感觉。
If you truly submit and obey to the sense of life,
这个生命还要带我们往前去。
This life will move us forward.
还要让我们关心主的见证。
It would allow us to care about the Lord's testimony.
还让我们感觉到主的见证不是跟我们没有关系的。
And then you will find that the Lord's testimony does have everything to do with us.
我是刚刚蒙恩得救的。
Even if you are just born again.
当看见神的教会软弱的时候，我里面也会哭泣。
When you see the weakness of the church, you will sigh and you will cry.
弟兄姊妹，这是生命的感觉。
This is a sense of life.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们顺着这个生命的感觉。
If you are in accordance with the sense of life.
不是我们能。
It's not that we are able.
你发现主的恩典要把我们带进这样的侍奉的里面。
You will find that God's grace will bring you into this ministry.
不是地位
It's not position.
不是利益
It's not power.
不是去管辖别人
It's not control over other people.
乃是做众人的仆人
But to be the servant of all.
乃是关心主的见证
It is to care about the testimony of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们每一个人的责任
This is everyone's responsibility.
我们蒙主的呼召，我们每一个人都是侍奉的人
We have all received God's call. We are all servants of God.
我们每一个人都必须成为主自己的见证
All of us are to be the Lord's testimony.
所以这里面所写的，我觉得是给我们众人写的
So I do believe that what is written here is for all of us.
弟兄姊妹，你发现这里面，这里他给我们看见说，他所注重的真的不是这些外面的东西。
And so here we find that what is written is not, the importance is not on the outward things.
一个盼望在主手中合用，成为主合用器皿的人，他所盼望的是什么呢？
What does a person hope for those who want to be a useful vessel in God's hand?
不是盼望有一天能够站讲台。
It's not that you one day hope to stand on the pulpit.
不是在那里盼望说有一天我们有一个地位。
It's not to hope that one day you will gain a certain position.
他只有一个盼望。
You only have one hope.
他盼望就是神能够有路可走。
He hopes that God will have a way.
如果盼望神有路可走。
If you hope that God will have a way,
我们知道不知道在神的家中怎么走
then how will we know how to walk in God's house?
如果我们不知道在神的家中如何行
If we do not know how to walk in God's house,
神在我们中间就没有路可走
then God will not have a way in us.
所以使徒保罗在这里特别提醒提摩太
And so here the Apostle Paul is especially reminding Timothy,
如果主还给我们时间在地上
If the Lord still gives us time on earth,
我们需要知道在神的家中怎么行。
We must know how to conduct ourselves in the household of God.
我们如果不知道在神的家中怎么行。
If we do not know how to conduct ourselves in the household of God,
我们的主在我们中间怎么有路可走呢？
How will the Lord have a way among us?
所以这里面我们看见就非常的重要。
And so here we find it's very important.
因为这里面我 每一次读的时候我都觉得都非常的困难。
Because every time I read this passage, I find there's something very difficult.
你这里面要求太高了。
The requirements are too high here.
不仅是高，你这多么高，你是无可指责。
Here it says that you must be without reproach.
这是同一个。
The very first one.
这一个就把我们打下来了。
You must be above reproach, and then already we fall.
头一个就是无可指责呀。
The very first requirement is to be above reproach.
那谁能够说自己我无可指责了？
Who can say they are above reproach?
恐怕是人家不敢责备你而已。
Perhaps it's just that people are afraid to comment, criticize you.
根本人家不敢责备你。
It's not that you are above reproach, but people are just afraid to criticize you.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么达得到？
How can we attain to it?
我要数一数，哎呦，加在一起快30条了。
And I added all of these requirements together, so it's 22, almost 30 of them.
这样学起来，学到哪一年算？才能毕业啊。
At what point in time can I graduate from learning all these things?
而且这里面有的时候我们觉得这是不是讲的在教会里面一个道德的规范？
And some of these things, aren't they just teachings of morality?
是不是让我们今天都学习做一个规矩，做一个好人呢？
And isn't this just teaching us good behavior, how to be a good person?
弟兄姊妹，你知道在这个世界上有很多好人。
You know, in this world, brothers and sisters, there's so many good people.
有很多很有规矩的人。
There are people who are very respectable.
他们用许多的文化来熏陶自己。
They teach one another through culture.
他有很多的学问。他们在那里操练，他们在那里训练自己。
Through much teaching and learning, they are always practicing.
发现这个世界可以产生出许多有规矩的人。
We find that in this world there are many people who are very respectable.
非常好的人。
And they're very orderly, very good.
弟兄姊妹，是不是在神的教会里，我们也组织一些的班，我们也组织一些的训练，就这样就可以。产生出许多的监督，许多的执事呢。
Brothers and sisters, are we to establish many organized lessons and classes so that we can establish overseers and deacons?
弟兄姊妹，这都是世上的小学。
Brothers and sisters, these are the elementary teachings of the world.
这里面所告诉我们的不是道德的规范。
But here, what it's telling us is not the teachings of morality.
这里面告诉我们的也不是我们这个在神的家中我们这一个规矩。
Nor are these rules of conduct in God's house.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在这仔细读的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when you read this carefully,
我们发现为什么我们今天和这个世界上是这样大的分别呢？
You will find why is there such a large difference between us and those of the world.
你说世界上的好人难道可以在教会里做执事吗？
Now can't you take a good person of the world and let them be an overseer in this church?
如果这是道德的规范，
If this was were only rules of morality,
我觉得有些世上人真的道德上真的还很高的。
Yes, you will find that there are some people in this world who have very high standards of morality.
是不是他们就可以在教会里做执事？
Can they be overseers and deacons in the church today?
弟兄姊妹，我们发现这里面所给我们看见的，这世上的小学在神的教会里无路可走。
Here we will find that the elementary teachings of this world will have no way in God's church.
为什么？
Why?
因为神的教会不是社会。
Because God's church is not society.
神的教会不是一个公司。
God's church is not a company.
神的教会也不是一个慈善的团体。
God's church is not an association of this world.
如果神的教会是个公司的话，
If God's church were a company,
我们在这里做企业文化就可以了。
Then all of us, we just need to organize ourselves a little.
我们每个人在这个企业里面，我们都可以做主管，我们都可以做监督。
Then all of us can be managers and all of us can be overseers.
弟兄姊妹，但是神的教会却不是一个企业。
However, God's house is not a corporation.
神的教会乃是永生神的家。
God's church is the church of the living God.
是活神在这里住的地方。
It is a residence of the living God.
神的教会乃是真理的柱石和根基。
The church is the pillar and support of the truth.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们盼望在这里面有所学习的话。
Brothers and sisters, if you desire to have some learning.
如果你说我愿意，我真的羡慕。做监督的职分，因为我羡慕善工。
And if you truly aspire to the office of overseer because you aspire to do good works.
我羡慕做众人的仆人。
And you desire to be the servant of all.
我觉得我对主的见证真的是满了负担，充满了责任。
And you truly have burden and responsibility to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你条路在哪里呢？
Then how, what is your way?
首先你必须要认识到底什么是神的家?
First off, you must understand what is the house of God.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不认识什么是神的家，
If you do not know the house of God,
我们所有的路都是错的，
then all of your ways are wrong.
我们会用这世上的学问，用这世上的小学，
You will use the elementary teachings of this world.
弟兄姊妹，我们要看见教会乃是真理的柱石和根基。
We see that the church is the pillar and support of the truth.
什么叫做柱石呢？
What is a pillar?
柱石就是见证。
Pillar is a testimony.
真理的柱石。
The testimony, the pillar of testimony.
就是把真理见证出来。
That means the testimony must be expressed.
什么是真理？
What is truth?
真理就是基督。
Truth is Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，不是 Jesus,
Christ,
Christ.
Christ.
弟兄姊妹，基督乃是真理。
Christ is the truth.
是把这位主耶稣基督彰显出来。
Jesus Christ must be manifested.
这是神的教会。
This is the church of God.
神的教会不是彰显好人。
The church of God is not to manifest good people.
神的教会不是彰显有规矩的人。
The church of God is not to manifest those who have good morality.
神的教会乃是彰显基督。
It is to, the church is to manifest Christ.
把这位主耶稣基督活活地表现出来。
It is the living expression of Jesus Christ.
它是真理的根基。
It is the support of truth.
这个翻译呢，这个前面的弟兄告诉我们，这一个根基在原文里面是个 reservoir， 它是一个宝库，它是一个好像仓库一样，是一个宝藏。
In the original, the brothers tell us that this word, support of the truth, is actually a reservoir, a storage.
教会是储藏真理的地方。
The church is a reservoir of the truth.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you not know?
人今天在教会以外找不到真理。
That apart from the church, man cannot find truth in this world.
人要今天真正要知道真理。
If man truly wants to know the truth,
今天要寻找真理。
If you are seeking after truth,
必须到神的教会。
You must come to the church of God.
教会乃是他的身体。
Because the church is the body, is his body.
是充满万有者所充满的。
He is the one who fills all and is in all.
基督是那充满万有者。
Christ is the one who fills all.
那么丰富的荣耀的基督。
Such a glorious and abundant Christ.
他把自己充满在教会里。
He fills all of himself within the church.
弟兄姊妹，你一面看见教会是软弱的。
On one hand, you see that the church is weak.
但是你如果真的认识教会。
On the other hand, if you truly come to know the church.
教会是非常荣耀的。
The church is very glorious.
因为整个神所有的丰富都在基督的里面。
Because God has encompassed all of his abundance in Christ.
基督他的所有的丰盛都充满在教会的里面。
And all of the abundance of Christ fills the church.
教会他说这里是根基，根基也有道理，因为它是隐藏的。
The church is the support, and yes, it is a support because it is hidden.
你看不见这么丰富。
You cannot see it is so abundant.
你不晓得在神的眼中，教会是何等的荣耀。
We don't see that in God's eyes, the church is so glorious.
但是教会不仅是根基，而且是柱石。
But the church is not only the support, but it is also the pillar.
借着这个见证，就把在教会里面基督所充满的这些。
So through this testimony, through the abundance that is all manifested in the Christ, in the church, it is now expressed. If that is the church,
弟兄姊妹，这世上的小学就无路可走。
Then the elementary teachings of this world will have no way.
因为神要的不是好人。
Because God does not want good people.
也不是有规矩的人。
God does not want just orderly people.
不要误会我，以为你可以头上长角，身上长刺就很好，不是这意思。
Don't misunderstand me. It's not that now you can do whatever you want to do.
神也不是让整天在教会都是作恶，这个胡乱来的，不是这样。
And he does, and God does not want chaos, and He does not want you to do evil.
弟兄们，但是神要得着的。神的见证却不是一般的好人，一般守规矩的人。
But we must know that what God wants in His testimony is not just good people or an orderly people.
弟兄姊妹，今天很多时候人，神的百姓觉得，如果我能在神的家中做一个乖宝宝就好了。
Oftentimes we find that if I can just behave myself in church, then that's good enough.
我很乖的。
I'm well behaved.
我从来不惹事的。
I never stir up matters.
弟兄姊妹，我不是说神的教会喜欢惹事的人，神的教会不喜欢惹事的人。
No, I'm not saying that, people in the church, they like to stir up matters. No.
弟兄姊妹，但是神的教会不是说有了全都是不惹事的人，神的教会见证就好起来了。
But I'm not saying that those is all in the church. If we all do not stir up matters, then God has His testimony.
你就发现告诉我，这里面非常的，我觉得非常非常重要。
But here I find it's very important.
我觉得太荣耀了。
It's very glorious.
后面就告诉我们哪条路。
Because here it tells us the way.
如果这是教会
，If this is a church，
如果教会是。真理的柱石和根基的话
，Because if the church is the pillar and support of the truth，
你在这个教会里你怎么行呢
？Then how are you to conduct yourself in the church？
你怎么样能够羡慕监督的职分呢
？How can you aspire to the office of overseer？
那条路是什么
？What is the way？
那条路很简单。
That way is very simple。
敬虔。
Godliness。
这就是我们的路。
Godliness is our way.
什么叫做敬虔呢
？What does it mean to be godly?
敬虔就是像神。
Godly is to be like God.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是学习做好人。
We're not learning to be good people.
我们是学习做神人。
We're learning to be godly people.
让神从我们身上显出来。
So that God may be manifested from us.
像神不是外面的动作行为去像。
It's not being godly through our outward behavior.
从前你学某某人然后做好人，今天你学耶稣做好人，弟兄姊妹，那不是我们这里所讲的。
In the past you copy somebody else to be a good person and today you copy the Lord Jesus to be a good person. No, we're not talking about that.
我们的主给我们最好的榜样。
Our Lord is our best example.
后面他就给我们解释什么叫敬虔。
And now he also explains what it means to be godly.
神在肉身显现。
He who was revealed in the flesh.
弟兄姊妹，多么荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, how glorious.
使徒保罗想到这里说，大哉敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然。
Paul here, when he describes it, he says, by common confession, greatest, exceedingly great is the mystery.
太荣耀了。
It is so glorious.
我们的主是神荣耀所发出的光辉，他是神本体的真相。
He was revealed in the flesh. He himself is God expressed, manifested.
是神的生命在我们的主里面这样完全的活出来，彰显出来。
God's life was lived out and expressed through him.
是神在这个肉身里完全的彰显，一点不打折扣的彰显出来。
God was completely without anything taken away, completely expressed in this man.
神在肉身显现。
God was revealed in the flesh.
这叫像神。
This is to be godly.
这叫敬虔。
This means to be godly.
这是神儿女的路。
This is the way for God's children.
今天如果我们盼望在神手中成为主的器皿。
Today, if you desire to be a useful vessel in God's hand.
你盼望说你能够肩膀上托一点点见证的责任。
If you desire to bear some responsibility of God's testimony upon your shoulders.
这是唯一的路。
This is the only way.
圣经明明告诉我
，And the Bible tells us，
政权担在他的肩头上
，That everything is borne upon his shoulders。
谁是他？
Who is he?
神的儿子。
God's son.
弟兄姊妹，只有神的儿子肩膀上能够担当政权。
Only God's son, upon his shoulders can he bear all things.
只有神的儿子担当政权的时候，圣经上说，那个政权与平安加增无穷。
Only when all sovereignty and power is born upon his shoulders, then it will be.
弟兄姊妹，政权加在人的肩膀上没有平安的。
When all sovereignty is placed on the shoulders of man, there is no peace.
就算暂时有平安，不会长久的。
Even if it's temporary peace, it will not continue.
那个平安不会加增的。
That peace will not continue.
只有这个政权担在他的肩头上。
Only when all power is upon his shoulders.
只有神在肉身显现出来。
It is because he was manifested in the flesh.
只有像神。
Only to be like God.
让神的儿子从我们生命中显出来。
And when the life of the Son of God is revealed in us,
政权才能担在他的肩头上。
Then all sovereignty and power is upon his shoulders.
弟兄姊妹，这是神教会的道路。
Brothers and sisters, this is the way for the church.
这是我们今天的路。
This is the way for us today.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天要在神面前追求像神。
So today we are desiring to learn how to be godly.
不是在那里追求无可指摘。
We are not seeking to be above reproach.
弟兄姊妹，你在那里整天追求无可指摘，你把人家最后真的不敢指摘你了。
Because if you are only striving to be above reproach, then one day nobody dare reproach you.
但是当神的儿子显现出来。
But once the Son of God is revealed,
当神在肉身显现的时候，
and when God is revealed in the flesh,
无可指摘，
then you are above reproach.
就算有人抵挡，
even if somebody opposes you,
就算有人毁谤，
even if somebody reproach you,
仍然是无可指摘，
you are still above reproach.
弟兄姊妹，多么荣耀！
How glorious!
所以我们今天的路不是在这里把这十几条二十几条或者你多列几条我们每一样都去好好的去操练不是。
Today, we are not just training ourselves in every single one of these requirements, 20, 30 some of them, no.
弟兄姊妹那条路乃是学习向神。
The way is to learn to be godly.
换句话说让神在肉身可以显现出来。
In other words, it is for God to be revealed through our flesh.
你说这件事我们也知道，不过太难了。
And of course, we also know this is very difficult.
啊，如果神都在肉身显现了，我们就不需要听到了。
If God was truly revealed in the flesh, then we no longer need to listen to messages.
早就做执事了吗？
Then of course, all of us are already overseers.
我们早就做监督了。
We are all deacons already.
我们都在那里做众人的仆人。
And then we are all the servants of all.
我们都关心神家的见证。
Because we care about the Lord's testimony.
但问题这里比较难一点。
But here the problem is steeper.
这个道是可以这么讲。
We can preach this.
你可以说那条路就是神在肉身显现。
We can say that the way is that he was revealed in the flesh.
是这样。如果神不在肉身显现出来，我们没有路的。
Yes, it's true. If Jesus was not revealed in the flesh, then we have no way.
因为只有基督是道路。
Because only Christ is the way.
弟兄姊妹，圣经说多么清楚，只有他是道路。
Because it is so clear, only he is the way.
在他以外没有路可走。
Apart from him, there is no way.
你无论你怎么想出好的办法，他都不是路。
No matter what good methods you think of, it is not a way.
只有基督是我们的路。
Only Christ is our way.
那怎么办呢？
So what do you do?
那么你就发现，我觉得圣灵在这启示的非常好。
And so we find that the Spirit reveals it very well.
使徒保罗说：“大在敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然呐。”
Here Paul says, by common confession, or that no one should not know the great of this mystery.
哎呀。这个他说这个是无人不以为然的这个是太大了。
He says, it's common confession. No one should not know. It's too glorious.
这是宇宙中最重要的一件事。
It is the most important matter of the universe.
因为这是神起初造人的时候就是这个心意啊。
Because this was the original will of God when he created man.
神起初造人就是让人来彰显他的荣耀显著他的全能。
He created man so that man could manifest his great power and his greatness.
世上多少的人都不以为然。
Even though everyone, this is common knowledge, and it is as if it is, needs to be common knowledge in God's house. But here, Paul, he sees that it is beyond time and space. Because when we see that our Lord Jesus manifested in glory, every knee should bow, every tongue confess that the Lord Jesus is Lord. Because this is by great common confession, exceedingly great is the mystery of godliness. Because there is a man seated upon the throne, a complete man, who completely manifests God. This is such a great mystery. It is too great. This is the focal point of all God's work in all generations. For us, sometimes we feel this is only a way. But in God's eyes, this is too great. We can say that this is the only important matter. Our Lord upon the throne, He is completely God and completely man. And in His flesh, He completely manifests God. It is too glorious. This is beyond all that we can imagine. But today, for us in time and space, how can we manifest this glorious condition? How can this glorious condition be in our service?
后面就告诉我们说, 神在肉身显现, 后面就讲了一二三四五, 讲了五个方面。
After it says that He was revealed in the flesh, there are five different aspects. Of course, all these things we can speak of in our Lord. And in these five aspects, our Lord experienced them all. But today for us, what does it mean to be vindicated in the Spirit? And of course, we know we are vindicated in the Lord. The Lord is our righteousness, our vindication. This is our position. What does it mean to be justified by the Spirit or vindicated? This is a justification or vindication through our life. This justification is beyond the righteousness and justification of the Pharisees. This justified life is now manifested in us.
我们读马太福音第五章的时候，那里面主就说：“你们的义若不胜过文士和法利赛人的义。”
In Matthew chapter 5, it says that if your righteousness does not surpass that of the Pharisees, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. There, it does not just speak of position. It speaks of reality. The Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit of reality. And also in Peter, he says that children, do not think that you are righteous. Only those who do right.
弟兄姊妹,
those who do right are those who are righteous.
没有说在地位上,
yes, in position, we are justified by the Lord. All those who are in Christ are justified. Here it says to be justified in the Spirit. And in Matthew 5, you will find that it is the life of love spoken there. So what does it mean to be vindicated in the Spirit?
那个要求完全不一样的。
It is a different requirement from that of the law.
文士和法利赛人呢，也是满足律法的要求。
The righteousness and justification of the scribes and Pharisees are that of the law.
圣灵所称义的乃是满足爱的要求。
But the requirement of the Spirit is that of love.
弟兄姊妹，今天这爱的生命岂不是在我们里面吗？
Isn't that life of love within us today?
他有要求。
He has requirements.
什么时候我们满足这爱的要求？
Anytime we satisfy the requirements of love.
那是圣灵称义。
Then we are vindicated in the Spirit.
什么时候我们顺服爱的要求？
Anytime you obey the requirement of love.
在我们生命中好像就有一点点基督的彰显。
Then you see a little bit more of Christ being manifested.
我记得从前我们这个在一起聚会的时候，我们一起煮水饺。
I remember in the past when we're gathering, we would cook dumplings together.
你知道人多了，真的有的时候吃水饺不是很容易的一件事。
And we know that when there's many people to eat dumplings, sometimes it's not an easy matter.
我记得就有一个姊妹，她说她来负责煮水饺。
And so I remember there was a sister who said she was responsible to cook the dumplings.
那么她是南方人，她不知道怎么煮水饺。
And she's a southerner. She doesn't know how to cook dumplings.
你知道一锅水的话，一般的来讲，你要往里下水饺的话，不能下太多的。
And you know that when you have a large pot of water, you cannot put all the dumplings down at one time.
一锅水，我觉得如果能够下30个水饺已经很多了。
If you put down 30 dumplings into the pot, that's already many.
那么她放进了差不多快100个水饺。
She put down about 100 dumplings at one time.
你知道在那里搅和的时候。
And so you know when you're stirring the pot.
等到最后说是煮熟了。
And when everything is cooked.
那么都成了面片汤了。
It becomes noodle soup.
弟兄姊妹，当那些面片汤在那倒出来的时候。
And when you're pouring out that noodle soup.
你说什么？
What can you say?
你说什么？
What do you say?
你是满足律法的要求呢？
Are you fulfilling the requirement of the law, or are you fulfilling the requirement of love?
我觉得那个时候我们也不懂得这么多道理。
At that time, we didn't really understand all of these doctrines, and we didn't read these passages.
不过里面有个感觉。
But within us, there was a sense.
欢喜快乐地吃下去。
Rejoice and eat happily.
我们都欢喜快乐地把面片汤都吃下去。
We rejoice and ate that noodle soup.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做满足爱的要求。
That is to satisfy the requirement of love.
你发现在神的家里面，不是在那里讲理。
In God's house, we're not giving explanations.
不是在那里断定弟兄姊妹的是非。
And there, we are not criticizing the weaknesses of brothers and sisters.
在神的家中是满足爱的要求。
In God's house, we are satisfying the requirements of love.
在我们自己的家里也是一样。
It is the same for our own households.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你回到家里面，弟兄们，你回到家里，你是要满足律法的要求呢，还是要满足爱的要求？
Brothers, when you go home, are you satisfying the requirements of love or of the law?
主说，如果你们的义不能胜过文士和法利赛人的义。
Brothers and sisters, when the Lord says that your righteousness cannot surpass the righteousness of the scribes and of the Pharisees,
断不得进入天国。
Then you cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
你们家里面享受不到天的同在。
Then at home you cannot enjoy of the presence of heaven.
你觉得很奇怪。
You find it so strange.
我们是属天的国民。
We are heavenly people.
我们都是属天的。
We are all heavenly people.
讲的是属天的。
We are speaking of heavenly things.
祷告是属天的。
We pray of heavenly things.
什么都是属天的。
Everything it should be heavenly.
就是家庭生活是属地的。
But our family life is earthly.
别人家里面怎么炒成一锅粥，我们家里照样，每个家都是一样的。
Every family is the same. We are all earthly.
我们家里面没有天的同在。
We do not have the presence of heaven in our homes.
弟兄姊妹，神没有在肉身显现。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus had not been revealed in the flesh then.
在这见证的路上，我们没有迈出应该迈出的脚步。
In this way of the Lord, we have not stepped in the places that we ought to.
弟兄姊妹，我想我们头一个学习顺服里面爱的。
The first thing that we must learn is that we must obey the requirements of
love.
This is not too difficult and
lofty.
This is something that we can experience every day.
我想这里面，我想我们大家都在一起生活，一起侍奉。
This is experiences that we have in our daily life, in our service life.
我们的家完全可以成为一个地狱的地方。
Our home can be a place of hell.
我们的家也可以成为一个天堂。
Our house, our home can also be a place of heaven.
其实那个转变很简单。
And that change is very simple.
只要我们去满足爱的要求。
As long as you satisfy the requirements of love,
不再去满足律法的要求,
no longer satisfy the requirements of the law,
你发现我们就虽然在地, 却又如在天。
You will find that even though you are on earth, it is as if you are in heaven.
弟兄姊妹, 你看这里面我觉得给我们的所告诉我, 我觉得非常非常宝贵。
And so here what we see, it is incredibly precious.
被天使看见。
Here he was also seen by angels.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得天使看什么？
Brothers and sisters, what are angels looking at?
啊，我们讲过，天使看什么？
What are angels looking at?
这次我真的好好去查了一下，天使要看什么？
So this time I really, I researched. What are angels looking at?
这个在这个彼得前书第一章那里讲的天使还要仔细的去查看了。
We find in 1 Peter chapter 1 that the angels are searching out.
我发现他看什么呢？
What are they looking at?
哎，你回去再查好吧，对不起，你回去你的。没关系，下面你说你讲错了，下面告诉我没关系，我就先把我得到的跟你讲一下。
You can look at it when you go back. Just forgive me if I say it wrong.
我发现那里有讲的天使在仔细查看恩典。
But here we find that the angels are searching out grace.
哎呀，那个众先知都是因着这个都在传出这恩典的事儿。
Because all of the saints, they are speaking of the things of grace.
然后到了后面，最后就说，连天使都要详细查看。
That even the angels, they are searching it out.
那天使有的时候这很稀奇啊。
Now angels, it is a very amazing thing.
你知道这个哥林多教会是很收入很高的聚会。
We know that the Corinthian church, they were a church that had gained much.
他们的聚会弟兄姊妹，他们都是做生意的，所以他们的收入是很多的。
They were very profitable because they were in business.
在马其顿的聚会里面，他们我不知道做最狠的还有一个做紫色布匹的哈。
We know that.
但是大部分弟兄姊妹好像收入都不大好。
We know that for the churches, the saints in Macedonia, they were not as profitable. At least there was one person who dyed purple. But they did not earn as much.
他们可能自己聚会的供应都很勉强。
And perhaps for them to be sustained in their own meetings, it was difficult.
可是天使一看。
But when the angels looked down,
当耶路撒冷聚会有需要的时候,
when there was a need in the church in Jerusalem,
稀奇啊,
it was amazing.
怎么这马其顿的教会的奉献比这个哥林多教会的奉献还多了?
How was it that the offerings from the saints in Macedonia were far surpasses those in Corinthians?
在他们身上显出乐捐的厚恩。
Because there we find that they manifested grace.
Bountiful grace.
Bountiful grace.
弟兄姊妹，不是钱多钱少的问题。
It's not a matter of how much money there was.
天使不是看钱多的人。
The angels were not looking at people who were rich.
有人是天使看钱少的。
They were looking at those who were poor.
看那个寡妇，就两个小钱扔上去，那天使就看了。
The angels, they looked at that widow who had only two coins.
弟兄姊妹，天使不是看钱多也不是看钱少。
The angels are not looking at how much money you have.
天使是看恩典多的。
The angels are looking at those who have bountiful grace.
这个人他刚做过手术。
This person just had a surgery.
他应该躺在医院。
They ought to be lying in the hospital bed.
这个人今天坐在聚会。
How come this person is sitting in church?
他在那里感谢赞。
And there he is praising and thanking God.
充满了平安，充满了。
Full of peace, full of joy.
他身上到处都还是有 好像还有针头呢。
It's as if that person still has needle points in their body.
怎么在这里充满了赞美？
But how is that person so full of praise?
天使说我要好好看一看。
The angel said they're going to search it out.
太好看了。
Because this person is very good looking.
不是这个人身上好看，这个身上很不好看。
It's not that their body is good looking, no.
因为这个人身上恩典太好看。
Because the grace upon this person is very good looking.
你发现当有人蒙恩得救的时候，
When a person is first saved,
天使不仅看了，而且欢喜快乐，对不对？
The angels not only look, they rejoice.
哎呀，怎么可以得救呢？这个人。
How is it that this person is saved?
昨天这个人还咒诅神呢。
Yesterday, this person was still cursing God.
昨天这个人还做伤天害理的事情。
Yesterday, this person was still doing evil works.
怎么一下子这个人就变了？
How is it that this person has changed?
这个人的口舌现在赞美耶和华。
Now this person is praising God with his mouth.
从前他说都是我自己努力得来的。
Previously, he gained everything by his own strength.
今天他都见证都是神的恩典。
But today he testifies that it's all God's grace.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你昨天有没有去安息聚会。
Brothers and sisters, yesterday, did you go to the memorial services?
我觉得当我听年长姊妹在那里他们的见证的时候，我非常受感动。
When I heard the testimony of the elderly sister, I was incredibly moved.
我们的姊妹是非常好的好人啊。
Our sister was a very good person.
多少人从她得帮助。
So many people were helped by her.
非常能干的人。
She was very skillful.
自己非常努力，非常殷勤的一个人。
She strived hard. She was very strong.
是严格律己的一个人。
And she was very ambitious.
弟兄姊妹，在她得救之前，她真的觉得自己好得不得了。
And before she was saved, she thought she was such a good person.
但是你把天使觉得稀奇啊。
But then we find that the angels found it amazing.
这个人得救以后，
After this person was saved,
他见到每一个人，
Every person she met,
他说都是神的恩。
She said it is all God's grace.
他把荣耀归给。
She gave glory to God.
弟兄姊妹，这是恩典。
Brothers and sisters, that is grace.
这个人变了。
This person has changed.
我们年长姊妹没有讲高深的道。
Our elderly sister did not preach high, lofty messages.
她好像没有讲很多很多，好像我们可以记笔记的东西，没有的。
She didn't say anything that was worth writing down.
我听前面弟兄姊妹他们的家人做见证，他们好像写不下什么他的豪言壮语，写不下来的。
I heard from the brothers and sisters, her family members. It wasn't as if they could write very much about their family member.
但你看天使要查，详细查。
But angels are going to search this out. What happened to this person?
这么好的一个人。
Such a good person.
在人在自己眼中，在亲戚朋友家人眼中都是好人。
In man's eyes, in their own eyes, in front of family, in front of every single person, it's a good person.
每一样都可以夸口的。
Everything she could boast about it.
去读一读那个生平，我们讲每一样都可以夸口的。
Just read their biography. Everything you can boast about it.
但是当姊妹蒙恩得救，
But when our sister was saved by grace,
弟兄姊妹做见证，她常常说都是神的恩。
Brothers and sisters testified that she often said it is all God's
grace. 她从来没有说自己好。
She never said she was good.
她老说神真好。
She said God is good.
主真好。
The Lord is good.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的见证。
This is our testimony.
弟兄姊妹，你看见这里面，我们今天不是求钱多，也不是求钱少。
Here it's not that we are seeking after much money or little money.
不是求顺利或者不顺利。
It's not that we're choosing or asking for things to be smooth or not.
可能我们的时间不够。
Yes, perhaps our time is not enough.
但是恩典够。
But grace is always enough.
可能钱不够。
Perhaps our money is not enough.
我还没听我一个人说他钱够了。
I've never heard one person say my money is sufficient.
你知道我这次回去，我发现我有一个同学真有钱呢。
I went this time that I've gone back. I have a classmate who has a lot of money.
多到一个，我告诉你，他多到一个什么地步
？Let me tell you, he has such wealth to a point.
他一个捐款，就不说别的不行，就一个捐款，其中一个捐款一个。Donation.
Just one donation.
就给一个大学一个捐款就是一千万。
Just one donation that he gave to a university was.
$100 million.
$100 million.
Oh, $10 million.
$10 million.
这是一个捐款啊。
That was one donation.
我就不讲他多少钱，我其实我也不知道他多少钱。
I don't know how wealthy he is.
弟兄姊妹，今天世上钱多的很。有钱的人很多。
The people who are rich, there's many of them.
神今天不是让我们去追求钱多或者钱少。
God is not after us to seek a lot of money or little money.
神是让我们问我们说你的恩典有多少。
God wants us to ask, how much grace do we have?
钱可能不够用。
Perhaps we don't have enough money.
恩典够用。
But grace is always sufficient.
弟兄姊妹，我们什么时候发现恩典够用？
Anytime you find that grace is sufficient,
天使要详细查看。
The angels will search and see.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等宝贵的。
This is such a precious thing.
主是不是把恩典给了我们？
Hasn't the Lord given us grace?
弟兄姊妹，这里面我觉得所讲的都不是我们好像摸不着、好像够不到的事情。
These things that we're talking about, they are not too high and lofty that we cannot attain to it.
我们就顺服里面爱的感觉。
As long as you submit and obey the sense of love within you.
我们就来支取够用的恩典。
Then you will find there's sufficient grace.
你发现真的是这样，我发现常常是。身体软弱到一个地步，而且时间忙到一个地步，根本不可能参加祷告聚会的，却是每个礼拜都坐在祷告聚会里面。
I find it is so true that even though I feel so weak physically, I don't have enough time for anything, but yet, but others, when they still come to the meeting every time for prayer meeting,
我觉得太稀奇了。
I find it so amazing.
我们叫做 amazing grace， 奇异恩典。
That's why we call it amazing grace。
不仅我们觉得奇异啊，连天使都觉得稀奇啊。
If we call it amazing grace, even the angels find it amazing grace。
天使不看你那么多钱的，你就是一千万、几百万，不看的。
The angels don't care how many millions of dollars you have. They don't look at it.
也不看你多少的钱。
And they don't look at how little money you have.
天使只看在我们身上的恩典。
Angels look at the grace that is upon you.
详细查看。
And they search and see it.
被传于外邦。
Proclaimed among the nations.
传什么？
What is being proclaimed?
我发现我们越是单单地传基督并他钉十字架。
The more that we proclaim, it is always Christ and Him crucified.
越单纯。
Then the more pure it is.
不要掺杂自己的意见。
No need to add in your own opinions.
不要加太多自己的解释。
No need to add in your own explanations.
我发现真的就传出去了。
Then truly it is proclaimed.
而且传到万邦啊 all the nations.
And proclaimed among all the nations.
弟兄姊妹，你发现人传的如果不是那样的单纯。
Now what is proclaimed if it is not pure.
加一点点你的解释。
If you add in your own explanation.
加一点你自己的看法。
Add in your own interpretation.
越传怎么样就越狭窄。
Then the more proclaimed, the more narrow it becomes.
只有我们的主他是让万人得救。
Only the Lord can allow all nations to be saved.
弟兄姊妹，我们要单单地传耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
We proclaim only Christ and Him crucified.
有的人今天传二元论。
Some people speak of other things.
这个 other teachings.
Other teachings.
有的传三元论。
And there are more teachings.
我们不传二元论，我们也不传三元论，我们只传耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
We don't teach anything other than Christ and Him crucified.
弟兄姊妹，今天人老觉得自己比主的话更聪明。
Many people think that they're more intelligent than God's word.
学者说加上点哲学，加上点这个文化，加上一些的科学，那么大家就更感兴趣。
If I add in some philosophy, some science, then perhaps it'll be more interesting to others.
弟兄姊妹，我们不知道。
But brothers and sisters, we know nothing else.
只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
We know only Christ and Him crucified.
而且这个你就发现，他就真的传于外邦，真的越传越广，越传我们肚量越大。
And then we find that it is indeed proclaimed towards the nations, and it increases in capacity.
因为主说，当我被举起来，就吸引万人来归向我。
Because he says when he is raised up, it attracts all to come to him.
不是一个道理被举起来。
It is not a doctrine or teaching being lifted up.
不是一个聚会被举起来。
It is not a church being lifted up.
更不是一个人被举起来。
It is not a man being lifted up.
弟兄姊妹，什么被举起来都不会传于外邦的。
What, no matter what else is lifted up, it cannot be proclaimed to the nations.
只有我们的主。
Only our Lord.
只有耶稣基督并他钉十字架被传扬的时候。
Only Jesus Christ and Him crucified when He is proclaimed.
你发现你经历一件事。
Then you will find something.
圣灵和大能的名证。
Then you will find that there is the vindication by the Spirit.
圣灵和大能的名证。
Then there is great power in the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，多少时候因有了掺杂以后，就经历不到圣灵和大能的名证。
Oftentimes, when there are impurities, then you will find that there is no power in the Spirit.
你就用许多人的办法。
You will use many of man's ways.
你就看见说，就神就在我们中没有路了。
And oftentimes when you find that God will have no way.
圣灵和大能的名证证什么呢？
But what is the Spirit and the great power of it?
他们见证神的儿子。
They are all testifying of the Son of God.
圣灵来就是为主耶稣做见证的。
The Son of God, the Spirit testifies of the Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们侍奉的路。
This is the way for our service.
他后面就是说被世人信服。
And then it says to believed on in the world.
弟兄姊妹，被世人信服不容易啊。
It is difficult to be believed on in the world.
有的时候，我们看见说神的儿女愿意为主做见证，这是非常美的。
Sometimes we see brothers and sisters who are willing to testify for the Lord. It is beautiful.
我觉得这里传于外邦，我们要传呐、啊，对不对？要传呐、啊。
Yes, we are to proclaim.
我觉得传的人真的是脚踪极其佳美啊。
Now, yes, the feet of those who proclaim the good tidings, it is beautiful. The Lord said it. The Lord says that their feet are beautiful.
但是传的时候，我们要注意一件事。
But when you preach, be careful.
不要为自己做见证。
You are not testifying of yourself.
你要为主做见证。
You're testifying of the Lord.
你不要只传一个经历。
You are not testifying of an experience.
经历是宝贵的，弟兄，你不要觉得我反对经历，我不反对经历。
Yes, experiences are precious. I'm not opposed to experiences.
但是我们传的不是一个经历。
But we are not proclaiming experiences.
我们乃是传扬耶稣基督是主。
We are proclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord.
我们记得有一次从同样一个地方来了两个人。
I remember one time there came from one place two people.
非常的稀奇。
It was very interesting.
他们两个人受的苦都差不多的。
They both suffered about the same.
哦，他们都是经过许许多多的患难出来。
They had gone through much tribulation.
那么他们到我们中间就做见证。
And when they came among us, they gave testimony.
那么头一个做见证。
The first one who gave testimony.
真的是，真的是苦啊。
He said it was incredibly difficult.
苦到一个地步，我们眼泪都流下来了。
It was to a point that we were weeping.
太苦。
It was.Very difficult.
真苦啊。
It was so difficult.
真是苦啊。
It was so difficult.
苦啊，从头苦到尾。
It was bitter to the very end.
我们都服了，真的这么苦他就过来了，你们都服了。
And we all acknowledged it. Yes, it was incredibly bitter to this point.
但是我们中间的朋友不信呢。
But our friends among us, they did not believe.
可以服但不信服。
We acknowledged, but we were not blessed by it.
另外一个起来做见证。
The other person rose up to give testimony.
他受到苦一样的，可能比他还多一点。
That person also suffered perhaps the same amount, or perhaps even more.
他告诉我们。
And he told us.
在这样的痛苦里面。
In this suffering.
神的光照进他的里面。
God's light shone into him.
让他看见自己里面的黑暗。
Allowed him to see his own darkness.
他里面那个仇恨都比政府的那些官员的仇恨更少一点。
And he saw that the hatred within him was no less than the officials who had imprisoned him.
那些政府的官员在那里管他们的时候，当然就很多的仇恨。
When the government officials were there oppressing them, of course there was much hatred.
他说在他里面的仇恨一点都不少。
But he saw the hatred within him was no less.
他在神面前认罪悔改。
And so he repented and confessed.
他告诉我们说，在那样一个环境的里面。
And so he said, in that situation,
他竟然能够得着一本圣经。
He still received a Bible.
一本袖珍的圣经。
A very thin Bible.
他讲的是我们眼泪也都流下。
And when he spoke it, we all wept.
真宝贵。
He said it was so precious. It was more precious than anything else.
你从监牢里放出去还宝贵。
It was more precious than being released from prison.
他讲的时候我们眼泪都流下来。
And when he spoke of it, we all wept.
一个苦的我们眼泪也流下来。
When the other suffered, we wept.
一个在那里做见证的时候眼泪也流下来。
And when they testified, we all wept.
但是等做完见证的时候
But after the testimony,
许多的朋友说我信。
Many friends raised their hand and said, I believe.
我信。
I believe.
这样一位神我要。
For this type of God, I want it. He is too precious.
他怎么可以让他这一本小本的圣经可以胜过监牢的一切的痛苦？
How can this thin Bible surpass and overcome all of the difficulties in prison?
被世人信。
Believed by the world.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是传我们自己。
We're not proclaiming ourselves.
我们乃是传耶稣基督是主。
We're proclaiming Jesus is Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你看见圣灵要大能的明证要显明出来。
The Holy Spirit will vindicate and proclaim it in power.
世人要信。
And the world will believe and be blessed.
被接在荣耀。
And then he was taken up in glory.
弟兄姊妹，什么能被接在荣耀？
Brothers and sisters, what can be taken up in glory?
就这个样子能接到荣耀里吗？
Can something like this be taken up in glory?
弟兄姊妹，我们这一生如果神在我们身上从来都不能做一点改变的工作，怎么接到荣耀里？
If God cannot do anything within us today, how can we in this condition be taken up in glory?
有谁觉得自己这一生好到一个地步，可以一点都不改变，就直接被接到荣耀里。
Who in this lifetime, without any change, can you be taken up in glory?
什么能被接在荣耀？
What can be taken up to glory?
只有神的工作能被接到荣耀。
Only God's work can be taken up to glory.
我们看见雅各的一生，我们都太熟悉了。
We all know the story of Jacob very well.
哦，这个雅各从来不让人改变的。
Jacob never allowed anyone to change him.
他改变所有的人。
He can change everyone else.
他把他哥哥的长子名分都改过来了。
He even stole and took the birthright from his older brother.
厉害不厉害？
Isn't that powerful?
你今天有没有做弟弟的？
Are you a younger brother?
你回去改一下。
Can you change?
生日都改了。
Change your own birthday?
你成了先生下来的了。
Because now you are the older one.
哦，你好厉害。
You are very powerful.
这一个雅各，他不仅改变他哥哥的生日，把他哥哥的祝福也改过来了。
Jacob not only stole the birthright, but also stole the blessings.
把他这个舅父的所有的羊都改过来了。
And
本来是舅父的羊，现在都是雅各的羊。
Originally, they were all his uncle's land, sheep. Now, they're all his sheep.
他把神也改过来，对不对？
He also changed God.
哎呀，他把神完全改变。
And God, I'm going to change you.
神说你让我走吧，我要走，不跟你摔了。
The Lord says, I'm now going to leave. I'm not going to wrestle with you anymore.
你就腿瘸了。
If I wrestle with you, you're going to be lame.
雅各说你不能走。
But Jacob says, you cannot leave. You must change.
你必须给我祝福。
Change your mind and bless me.
不给我祝福就抓住你不走。
If you do not bless me, I'm going to grab a hold of you to not let you go.
他把神也改了。
He even changed God's
mind. 神都改变了，神都是好，我给你祝福。
And God changed his mind and said, fine, I'm going to bless you.
但是这大腿我要摸一下。
But I'm going to touch your thigh.
从那天开始。
From that day on.
不是他要被改变。
It's not that he wanted to change others.
因着这一个改变。
But because of this change.
因着神能够在他身上开始这一个工作。
Because God began this work in him.
你看这个雅各慢慢就变。
We see gradually Jacob began to change.
当然我们知道后面他还是在一直要改变环境。
Of course we know that later on he still wanted to change the environment.
甚至要改变在埃及的宰相。
He wanted to change the...
他往埃及的宰相改变心意。
He wanted to change the governor of Egypt's will.
最后他必须自己的意志要改变。
But then later his own will had to be changed.
我若丧了儿子就丧了。
If I lose my son, I lose him.
当他真的肯自己要改变的时候
Once he was willing to be changed
弟兄姊妹你知道雅各最后在埃及的十七年多么荣耀
Do you know how glorious Jacob's last 17 years in Egypt was?
他里面属灵的亮光超过了他的儿子耶稣
That spiritual clarity within him was far surpassed his son Joseph
当约瑟要让 父亲给两个儿子祝福的时候，他知道右手对谁，左手对谁。
When Joseph brought his two sons to his father to be blessed, he knew where he was to place his right and left hand.
雅各看得更清楚。
Jacob saw more clearly.
他把手剪大过了。
He crossed his hands.
他立幼子为长子。
He put his right hand on the older son.
因为那是神的启示。
Because that was God's revelation.
弟兄姊妹，这个可以接到荣耀。
This can be taken up to glory.
我们在环境的里面。
In our environments,
我们多么盼望妻子改变。
We so desire for our wife to change.
我们多么盼望先生改变。
We so desire our husband to change.
盼望老板改变。
We want our bosses to change.
我盼望聚会改变。
We want the church to change.
谁都要变呢。
We want everybody to change.
就是我不能变呢。
Just not me.
弟兄们，我多么伟大呀。
Because I am great.
多么正确呀。
I am right.
多么光荣啊。
And I am glorious.
直接可以接到荣耀里了。
And now I can be taken up in glory.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们不被改变。
Brothers and sisters, if we are not changed.
我们身上有什么可以被接到荣耀里面。
Then how can we be taken up in glory?
弟兄姊妹，我觉得这里面给我们这些的提醒，我觉得太重要了。
Here the reminders that are given to us are so important.
其实我觉得这里面所给我们看见的不是非常难学的功课。
The things that are here, written about here, they're not difficult lessons.
如果我们真的盼望在神手中成为一个合用的器皿。
If we truly desire to be a useful vessel in God's hand.
那条路很简单。
The way is simple.
就是敬虔。
Godliness.
就是让神在肉身显现。
That is to allow Christ, God, to be revealed in the flesh.
让我们在生活里面学习顺服爱的感动。
In our daily life, obey the moving of love.
支取那个够用的恩典。
And use that sufficient grace.
单纯的传耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
And simply proclaim Christ and Him crucified.
我们不传自己。
We do not proclaim ourselves.
只传耶稣基督是主。
We only proclaim Jesus is Lord.
我们服在神大能的手。
And we submit under His mighty hand.
让神在我们身上做许许多多改变。
Allow God to do His many changing work.
弟兄姊妹，你发现。在不知不觉的当中
Then naturally without realizing
神在他教会里得着了这样一班人
Once God gains a group of people like this
得着一班羡慕善工
Once he gains a group of people who aspires to good and fine work
可以服侍众弟兄姊妹的仆人
Once he gains a group of people who are willing to serve all
他们可以肩扛主的肩
Then they can support and bear God's testimony.
让神在他教会里有路可走。
Then God in His church will have a way.
我想我今天就和弟兄姊妹交通到这里。
And I will share to here.
一起祷告。
Shall we pray?
主啊，我们何等需要。你借着赐人智慧启示的灵来光照我们。
Lord, how we need the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我们是在认识到底什么是神的教会。
So that we can truly understand God's church.
你的教会实在是真理的柱石和根基。
So that we can see that the church is the pillar and support of truth.
是永生神的家。
It is the house of the living God.
主，我们愿意服在你自己恩典的手下。
And we are willing to submit underneath your gracious hand.
让你自己神儿子的生命在我们里面彰显出来。
So that you yourself, the life of the Son of God, can be manifested from us.
让我们无论是生是死。总叫基督在我们身上照常显大。
So whether in life or in death, that Christ may be manifested from us.
因为我们今天活着就是基督。
Because for us to live is Christ.
感谢你把这样荣耀的恩典赐给了我们。
Thank you for giving us such glorious grace.
愿我们因着你话语的亮光。
And through the light of your word.
我们常常活在你的面前。
May we often live before you.
为了你自己教会的缘故。
For the sake of your own church.
为了你自己见证的缘故。
For the sake of your own testimony.
求主你的灵来感动我们。
May your Holy Spirit move us.
来呼召我们。
And call us.
我们愿意起来羡慕监督的职分。
We're willing to rise up and aspire to the office of overseer.
羡慕善工。
And to aspire to good work.
让你在教会中有路可走。
So that in the church you may have a way.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.